Coming up next to the stage, another person important to the Chicago podcast community. She's actually the head of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Also, you saw her sing some Led Zeppelin about 20 minutes ago. This is Claire Friedman. Yeah.
That's me. That's a me. All right. A couple years ago, I got to go to Australia for work, which was cool as fuck. Highly recommend getting a free trip to Australia if you can convince your boss that that's worthwhile. So I was in Australia, and I had just gotten done with a long day of hanging out with wallabies because I had just gone to the Melbourne Zoo by myself. And I was sitting in bed, and I was getting ready for the next day where, like, the convention that we were going to was going to start. And I realized that the first thing I needed to do when I got back was go out to lunch and tell someone that I could never see them again. The trip to Australia actually came at a really good time because that was someone that I'd been, like, a very complicated relationship with, and I needed some time to think about it. About a year before that moment, I had been at a holiday party for a theater that I performed at, and I'm pretty sure I was not invited to that party. There was another person who was also not invited to that party whom I didn't know, and so I went up and talked to him because I hadn't dated anyone in a long time and I was trying to get laid. And and it totally worked. So we started seeing each other. Our first date was over breakfast because we were both so busy that we couldn't see each other, but we kept talking and we kept seeing each other. But about 5 weeks in, we realized, like, this probably isn't going to work. Like, I'm looking for a relationship. He wasn't, and, like, communicated that. Was like, yeah, no harm, no foul. You know, we had a nice time. Let's go about our merry way. And we did that. And the hard thing about it was we were so bad at breaking up. We were really good at not kissing, barely, but we were really bad because we both liked each other so much that we would talk every single day without fail. And I felt like so, like, high school level clingy, where I was just like, I like this boy and I want to talk to him, even though I don't know if he wants to talk to me, but I want to talk to him every day. And we just did. And it got to a point where, you know, we, like, had dinner. And we were like, okay, we're not dating each other, right? Yeah, right. Let's recommit to this. And then let's go see Grandpa the Best Hotel. Why not? And we did. And I got home and my car got broken into. And he was the only one I could think to call. And he came over and he made me feel a lot better. And we did not sleep together. Big success on all fronts. But he stayed there and just made sure that I felt okay. So a little bit after that, we wound up getting back together. And then we broke up. Then we got back together again for, like, a couple weeks. And then we broke up again. And then we got back together again. And then we broke up. And then it was like, okay, we gotta stop. This is ridiculous. This is terrible. And so that's the person that I was thinking about when I was sitting in bed in Australia. I was thinking, like, fuck, I'm in love with him. And I can never see him again. Because it'll just keep happening and keep happening. And I know he's not in the same place that I am. Fast forward to the next morning, I'm at this convention, I've been setting stuff up all morning, I've been setting stuff up for our panel, and I get an email on my shitty international Windows phone, and it says, hey, can you video or talk on the phone tonight? And I was like, I mean, yeah, sure, I'm off my shift in like 6 or 7 hours. There's like a 17-hour time difference, I have no idea what time it was anywhere. But I was like, yeah, I get off in 6 or 7 hours. I can talk to you then. He's like, cool. Hey, but what, can you talk for like 2 minutes right now? And I was like, somebody's dead. Someone's on the edge of a building. Someone's in the hospital. His mom had been having heart problems all summer. I'm like, shit's going down. I need to get out of here and figure this out. And I couldn't make any phone calls on my Windows phone and I couldn't figure out how to use it. And so I was just like, you guys, I gotta go. And I ran across the street in the middle of Australia through this crowd of people to my hotel, ran upstairs, couldn't get a Wi-Fi signal, stole it from my coworker's cell phone and tethered my phone and got on Google and gave him a call. And I said, what is it? Is everything okay? And he said, yeah, everything's okay. I just, no. And I said, what? And he went, oh, I just needed to tell you that, not you. I said, what? And he said, I just needed to tell you that I'm in love with you. And I said, what? Because that time I heard it, but I didn't believe it. And from his perspective at this point, he was like, I gotta hang up because this is not going the way I wanted it to. And he said, I'm in love with you. I've been an idiot and I didn't realize it. And you don't have to say anything back and you don't have to feel the same way, but you needed to know before you came back, because what if you die in a plane crash and I can never tell you, and I just needed to tell you today that I'm in love with you. And I said, I'm in love with you too. And we've been together ever since.
Thank you, Claire. That was so sweet. Well, so earnest up here tonight. Where's the bits? Everyone's being real. Tanner, it's too real.